The very first pasuk of Parshas Bechukotzai, the very famous pasuk, and equally famous Rashi, Im Bechukotzai Telecho Ves Mitzvosai Tishmeru V'Atzi Semosam. Rashi talks about the pasuk as instructing or revealing a Kodesh Baruch Hu coveting people who toil and invest or masmidim in Torah study. And certainly the first two clauses of this pasuk are striking. Im Bechukotzai Telecho Ves Mitzvosai Tishmeru. The offset between chukos and mitzvos, oftentimes described as the offset between rational mitzvos and irrational mitzvos, though there are other issues that separate a chok and a mishpat. The difference between telechu and tishmoru, the verbs, walking, pursuing, and preserving, and adhering to. But there are several midrashim which talk about that last phrase, which seems, certainly in the wake of these two clashing, but very graphic phrases, it seems almost redundant and unclear. Va'asisemosam. Of course, you'll perform and execute the chukos and the mishpatim. Why does the Torah conclude with va'asisemosam? So let me first quote a sifra. It's not a medrash agada, but a medrash halacha. The sifra interprets the word va'asisemosam. It's actually a very famous statement in the name of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai in the Yushalmi in Brachos. Although I don't think Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai quoted this pasuk, but I am recording the shiur on the official date of Lag BaOmer. The Sifra says as follows: Halamed lasos, lo halamed shelo lasos. Torah study, which at least is implied by the first part of this pasuk, telechu tishmeru, studying, understanding, cognition, is only meaningful if it yields or if it facilitates mitzvah performance. If a person studies Torah without any interest in the performance of mitzvos, then he hasn't fulfilled va'asisemosam, he hasn't translated study and engagement into submission and commandment. So the Sifra concludes, noach lo shelo nivra, it's better that he had not been created, or as the Shalmi in Bracho says in the name of Shimon Bar Yochai, halamet shelo lasos, person studies Torah without any intention to perform, then noach lo shelo nivra, it's better that he shouldn't be, have been created. And Rabbi Yochanan becomes even more graphic, it would have been better had his fetus become stillborn, because he's perverted the natural sequence of study, yielding, performance, and commandment. I don't believe the Sefer quotes Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. I don't have this in front of me, but certainly a statement which was originally attributed to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, whose yahrzeit we mark today, Lag BaOmer. Now, of course, what's interesting about this Yushalmi is we obviously impute significant importance to Torah study, even bereft of mitzvah performance, and that on many levels. First of all, practically, we study Torah that in no way comments on our day-to-day activity at certain stages. If I'm not a Kohen, I still want to study the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If I don't have the Beis HaMikdash, I still want to study Misach HaZvachim. For thousands of years, people weren't able to participate in Mitzvos HaTfluyos Baretz, but they certainly studied the laws, maybe not as avidly and as persistently as laws which were relevant, but they certainly studied Kol HaTorah Kula. And not just practically, but Torah Lishma has a life of its own to understand the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to join to that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And certainly in the world we await, the next world of eternity, the cleaving of the two will highlight the difference between Torah and mitzvos. Torah is eternal, and we expect our study of Torah to be relevant in the next world, relevant and actionable or active, because it's understanding Hashem's will. Chazal describe Olam Haba or Yimasa Mashiach without getting into the details, but Chachamim Yoshvim Vatrosehem Berashehem V'Ne'anim Mizeh Vashchina, that there's a continued interaction with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whose taste we receive in this world through Talmud Torah. So whether the Talmud Torah will be the human-based experience that we recognize or something unshackled and unfettered by the limits of the human imagination, but it will still resemble our experience, whereas a person who's dead has no mitzvahs. There are no mitzvahs in Olam Haba. So we certainly celebrate Torah Lishma as a standalone ethos and an autonomous experience independent of mitzvah performance, to the degree that there was a famous conversation which took place between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon. Again, I don't have the Gemara in front of me. I don't know if Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai attended. There was a conference in Lod, in an attic in Lod. It's quoted by the Gemara in Kiddushin as well as by the Gemara in Bava Kamma. And there was a debate about which is more important, Maisa or Talmud. Is Talmud more important or is Maisa more important? Based on that very intriguing statement, Gagal Talmud Shah, Talmud Mevi Lidei Maisa, that learning is fantastic because it yields mitzvos. Is the statement suggesting an autonomous value to Talmud, or it's only highlighting its value as a facilitator of mitzvos? But however we interpret that question, which is greater, and it may have significance as the Gemara in Bava Kamma interprets as to how we eulogize someone, how we rank their accomplishments, not ranking vis-a-vis other people in a competitive sense, but when we eulogize a person, what should be the highest praise offered? Or what types of praises should be reserved for unique personalities such as Chizkiyah HaMelech? It's a very technical debate in the Gemara in Bava Kamma at the end of the first parak. Be that as it may, we certainly recognize Torah as a self-sufficient experience without the Vasi Semosam. Inevitably, what Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is articulating based on this pasuk is that, at least in this world, Torah bereft, devoid of any interest in mitzvah performance, is not just partial or deficient, it's meaningless. Because our pursuit of Torah is not just cognitive or experiential, because it's stimulating intellectually, because we are devoted to understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's an act of devotion, of love. It's fueled and it's expressed by cognitive tools. And certainly in different environments, there's a greater or lesser attempt to try to codify, institutionalize, impart those tools. I teach in a yeshiva, which I feel that the imparting of those tools is absolutely crucial to achieving that love and succeeding in studying of Torah Shas is so overwhelming and it seems to the naked eye and to the untrained mind so random and so picayune. And when you're given the skills and when those proper lenses are applied, then the Torah study can provide and can yield the type of emotive, devotional experience because you are able to understand it as the majestic sweep of Hashem's will rather than just an endless stream of information or an endless array of details. But it's specifically in that context for those who attempt to acquire skills and don't just rely on Torah knowledge to be imparted through osmosis, they're just reading Torah knowledge and without trying to empower themselves with the skills, it's particularly in that context that the devotional, passionate, reverential aspect of Torah has to be stressed. So for some people, that devotional element is natural. They completely divest any personal empowerment or personal skills. They just read what others beyond them, greater than them, have written. And of course, it's a complete act of devotion. For those who feel that the training of skills and what's sometimes called the scientific method, some people call it the Brisker method, to create categories and to question how those skills are practiced and how they can be replicated in other areas, we certainly are not looking for skills-based experience. We're looking for an interaction with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, an ability to cling to Him through His will, through His revealed will. And those who believe that the imparting of skills and the training of skills is crucial have to remember so that we can cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And those who seek the Rabbanu Shel Olam obviously express that relationship and that interaction through the performance of mitzvahs. Whether it's a particular sugya yielding a deeper and richer performance of the mitzvah, a more careful performance, a more punctilious and vigilant performance, or just in general if it's attitudinal, even if you're learning a Gemara in Maseches, Maseches Negayim about a Kohen inspecting Tzaras. We don't have Kohenim. There's no Gemara Maseches Negayim. The Mishnah or Gemara said, explain the Mishnah Negayim. We don't have Kohenim, nor do we have Tzaras. But it's just the experience of gauging halachic meters and halachic tools and the careful application of halacha should spill over into how you put tefillin on that day or how you avoid Isur Basa B'Challav that afternoon. And if not, then you're perverting the relationship, just like a Torah mitzvah is supposed to evolve into a deeper vitality of halachic performance. Similarly, the fetus, the embryo, grows into a human being. And if the first natural process is stunted, then Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, or Rabbi Yochanan explained, that second natural process should have equally been stunted because it's a perversion. And even to the point that, and Rav Lichtenstein, Zecher Tzedek Livracha, spoke about this often in different contexts, if a person studies Torah without any interest in performance of mitzvahs, obviously people don't always perform all the mitzvahs, human beings are frail, human beings are underperformers, but there's a difference between those who accept the yoke of mitzvahs and Kabbalah's law mitzvahs and then underperform either through human failure or through cognitive dissonance or by walking away and rebelling, but even rebelling is part of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as opposed to those who have completely severed any interest, any tethering to HaKadosh Baruch Hu or to mitzvahs. That Torah is not just perverted Torah, it's not Torah. Whether you recite a Berachas HaTorah on such Torah is questionable, and it may speak to the nature of Berachas HaTorah, but certainly you wouldn't be performing a mitzvah Talmud Torah. There's no mitzvah involved. It's arguable whether that Torah, without any interest in mitzvah performance, can be experienced in locations in which classic Talmud Torah shouldn't be in any way engaged in a bathroom or other settings that aren't appropriate for Torah. One can make a claim that that Torah can be studied on Tisha B'Av or during other moments of Avelis. Again, the person isn't interested in mitzvahs, probably could care less about the mitzvah of Avelis. But without getting into the halachic applications, because each of these halachic applications is itself sophisticated and complex and speaks to other variables, but it's not just the person has successfully studied Torah but isn't able to translate it to mitzvah performance, that Torah itself is so empty that it isn't even deemed, or it isn't even defined or designed as halachic study of Torah. So I guess I ran out of time for the other two elements of the Medrash, but certainly this is Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, it's like Bomer, his reference point to the phrase, or his interpretation of the phrase, B'chok v'sai te'lechu, mitzvah sai tishmero, v'asisim osam, yielding performance of mitzvahs in our world.